AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden says he wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The president planning to make the announcement today before the United Steelworkers in Pennsylvania. A Boeing whistleblower is due on Capitol Hill this morning. He's expected to make serious safety allegations about two of Boeing's planes, the 787 Dreamliner and the Boeing 777. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson fighting a move to take the gavel away from him as he proposes splitting the foreign aid package into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's at the Capitol.
Johnson says he still wants to have votes on these bills by the end of the week, but no one here on Capitol Hill has seen any of the details of this legislation, and he could soon be faced with this very stark reality that he may need the support of Democrats to not only save his job, but to push that foreign aid across the finish line.
Democrats in Arizona trying again today to repeal the 1864 law there that bans abortion in every case except save the life of the mother. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's embattled top elections administrator just won two national awards for keeping elections safe and accurate. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. This week, she won the American Society for Public Administration's National Public Service Award. Back in March, the Election Verification Network gave Wolf its Public Service Award. About a dozen states are rolling back their child labor laws, and lawmakers in Wisconsin are trying to do the same. Labor leaders are pushing against it.
It's important for kids to get a good work ethic, but at the same time, these kids need to make sure that they are getting enough sleep, that they are able to participate in their school, and really making sure that that balance is there.
Stephanie Bloomingdale is president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Madison School District is delaying its sustainability goal by 5 years. Members of the school board say it's more feasible. The district is now pledging to produce zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2045. The district's finance administrator says hitting that mark by 2040 would have been almost impossible. It would have cost $1 billion, and the district would have had to temporarily close 9 schools each year for 4 years for renovations. Police officers on Madison's north side are wearing body-worn cameras as part of a 90-day pilot program. The city council approved the program last year after years of debate. Officers were trained last week. Madison is using Panasonic cameras for the pilot program. Police Chief Sean Barnes supports the camera's use. An independent researcher will study how it's going and report back to city leaders after the pilot program ends July 14th. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose again at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Padres 6-3. The crew got off to a bad start. Starting pitcher Wade Miley hit in the knee with a line drive by Manny Machado, top of the first inning on Bally Sports.
Ground ball off of Miley. Bowers picks it up. He'll tag out Machado. But now your concern is Wade Miley.
That's the absolute last thing the Brewers need to see. Ball hit hard, got him right on the leg.
108 off the bat.
Miley stayed in the game through 3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
How about that? You know what I mean? Stick in there after getting drilled. It's not fractured, which is good, but it's going to be good and sore.
It's the first series loss of the season for the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the Pacers on Sunday. Damian Lillard unable to practice yesterday after playing in Orlando.
We want him to be as close to 100% as possible if you can be that at this point.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth.
We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of...
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song.
And I know that's not what the jury's deciding, but there are lots of juries here, right? There's a national jury, there's the jury in the courtroom. And ultimately, you have this trial, you have the Supreme Court preparing to hear arguments on Trump's really wild claim that presidents are totally immune from anything, as if we are creating the sort of superhero who has immunity for all things, right, which is totally contrary to the rule of law.
Historian John Meacham, who was talking about this timeline in our history, Chris, which is...
The stupidest one.
Yeah. I agree with Charlotte Clymer, who tweeted, I do truly believe we're going to be okay in the long run. But that said, lately, every day has become a struggle to avoid the reminder that my entire 30s will have been spent on the absolute dumbest era in American politics, and all of it was entirely preventable. Me too, having just gotten through my 30s as well, Charlotte.
Oh, exactly. Well, you're not in your 50s.
Yeah, now that I am 40.
Not in your 50s. You're not in your 50s.
I am wearing my official Chicago Steph Head shirt. In honor of, I believe it's Larry and Beth, who went to their first of five sexy liberals that they bought tickets for. Karen in Chicago made this shirt for me.
What?
Hang on, this one. Nomi tweeted, this show makes me feel like I found my people. The guests are the bestest. Steph, Jody, Chris are awesome. And the callers, I just love them. Kevin's Hello, Everybody. Seth's Jomo, Karen, Anita, all the whores, sweaty and giggling. My life is so much better. Thank you all. You're welcome, Nomi. That's you, Karen. Hi.
It is a great community, and thanks to you, honestly. And I was going to say, nice top.
You want that top? You want this top? Cute. You have this top. No, Larry, is it Beth cute. And Larry? Am I saying it's Beth and Larry, right? They were
Beth
wearing
and Larry.
They were wearing their official Chicago Steph Head shirts in Minneapolis Saturday. Thank you, Karen. They're very nice. They're very ta-ta hugging.
They're lovely.
Yeah, it looks like you have boobs.
Yeah. You have boobs in that
Thank
one.
You.
Very flattering.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, and well, Larry and the Beth, as he refers to her, have been traversing the country. You know, basically, they're like, they're true Steph Heads.
They're Steph Heading. Yeah.
And they represent Chicago very nicely. So thank you.
Yes,
yeah. So anyway, but can I just say, you know, oh my gosh, you were talking about John Meacham and just, you know, trying to parse out this time in our history. And it really, I feel like the biggest letdown or shock to me and like how this country survived, just watching the Supreme Court and how they've been conducting themselves, Clarence Thomas, I mean, absolutely should recuse himself. All of the rules and norms that didn't seem to hold. I mean, some that did, but a lot of them didn't. It just really is astonishing. And I think part of it is that the Republican Party has been able to lie to their voters I mean, they represent a small percentage of Americans, and they've been able to lie and get away with it with the help of the media.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of, like, they're fiscally responsible, they're the party of family values, and on and on.
Was it Molly Jong-Fast, right, that it just, I love the way she said it to someone that she was, you know, that was both sidesing it. She said, you get that that framing normalizes an autocrat, right? Just the framing normalizes any of this. And it's, absolutely true. All right, Karen, I don't mean to give you Larry and Beth, put you in a grudge match, but how many shows do you have tickets for? How many sexy liberals?
Oh, not as many as them.
How dare you?
I have to sell some houses. So if you're in Chicago, give me a call, because I have to make some money in order to
support your habit,
support this lifestyle. Yeah.
Support your Stephhead habit.
My habit is absolutely a habit. You
Listen,
right.
These fine quality shirts don't make themselves. Okay. All right, Karen. But Chicago, the DNC show is going to be off the hook. So we will see you there for sure. And we love you. Mwah. There she goes. Okay, I heartbreaked her. I heartbreaked her. I love you.
And it wasn't even a heartbreak.
It wasn't even. Oops. Okay. Angie says, my husband and just surprised me with sexy liberal tickets to Atlanta. Oh, my God. It's our first show. We've been Steph heads for 15-plus years. Can't wait. Oh, my God. What's next, Chris?
We have serious problems to solve.
This is like Watergate, only it's worse.
We are all here to save the world.
Hello, sexy liberals.
Stephanie Miller, sexy liberal, save the world. Comedy tour is underway.
It's very important and very important to me.
Next up at the Fillmore in the birthplace of America, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, it's worth $50.
Saturday, April 27th, with Stephanie Miller, John Fugelsang, comedy duo Frangela, and Hal Sparks. Special panel guests, Glenn Kirshner, JoJo from Jerd, and Lindy Lee.
I will say this, stop it.
Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. April 27th in Philadelphia at the Fillmore. And these dates on the way.
May 11th, Madison. May 18th, Albuquerque. June 1st, Seattle. June 22nd, Denver. July 13th, Boston. July 27th, Atlanta. August 3rd, New York. August 17th, Chicago. September 7th, Portland. September 21st, Durham, North Carolina. September 28th, Phoenix. October 12th, Kansas City. November 2nd, Los Angeles. January 18th, 2025, Washington, D.C.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Wow, thank you, Rocky. I got tired just
listening to it.
Right.
Wait, did I agree to that?
Yeah, you did. You did.
All right. Hey, speaking of Philly, up next, Dennis says, Steph, longtime listener, first-time emailer, I had tickets for the fire alarm show. Oh, my God, we gave proceeds to Planned Parenthood for that one, and someone pulled the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Some anti-choicer. And we had to empty the whole theater. The show was delayed. Yeah, we got a. Ron said he's getting a shaman to come bless the Philadelphia stage, because then the second one I fell off the stage into the orchestra pit. I'd go to the emergency room.
Are you getting a trampoline?
In the back of the ambulance. Yeah. And let me just say about sexy liberals, she does not chase ambulances, she catches them.
Right. Burn some sage, too.
Yeah, that's I think a good I'll idea. Do that too.
Yeah. Bubble wrap.
Right. Dennis says, I was at the Walnut Street Theater with meet and greet tickets before your swan dive into the orchestra pit. My wife was impressed. We were in the row in front of Gloria Allred. Yes, until she got in the ambulance and went to ER with me, where you get very good service. I highly recommend having Gloria Allred pop out of the back of your ambulance, should you ever need to be in one.
It's hard to get into the back of an ambulance in a Chanel suit.
Yeah, in pumps.
Right.
She can do
fantastic.
That.
Yeah, she can.
Yeah, super glow. We have tickets once again for the show in a few weeks at the Fillmore in Philadelphia. I'd love to meet you and get a picture, but we're even older than you. And after the show is past our bedtime, anything you could do would be appreciated. Dennis, just get a picture of me. If you're anywhere in the audience, I will be on top of you. I will get my DNA on you. You will get a picture. Don't worry about it.
Also, take a nap.
Yes.
We will
take a brief
idea.
Nap. That's why I get in people's laps now, is to take a little nap.
Uh-huh.
And then I go back on stage. Uh-huh. I literally was falling asleep in my dressing room in between. And then I was, it's on me. I'm back on again. Hello. I'm back. Yeah. I'm here.
My friends know that I can't see a movie in a movie theater after 6 o'clock.
No.
Get me in a darkened room after 6 o'clock at night, I am out like a light.
Yes.
Seriously.
I'm invited to two very exciting things this weekend, Jody, but they both start...
At night.
Yes, when there's the thing... What's gone?
The sun.
The sun. There's dark
It's already down.
And
the days are getting longer right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Yeah, it's still
light
out.
Sun is still up when I go to bed.
Yeah.
I literally have to close the shutters.
So we have sympathy for Donald Trump.
Right.
Noel Kastler, our friend, said, now you can see why Trump didn't make it into the Oval Office till noon every day. Mm-hmm. The White House staff covered by calling it executive time. In reality, it's called addiction and dysfunction. Trump is not fit to serve. Vote blue. Thank you. Oh, my God. We couldn't write a better campaign commercial.
Right.
Than him just snoring and looking like, oh my God, death warmed over and grumpy.
So bummed we don't have cameras in the courtroom.
I know.
Oh my God.
Although some of the courtroom drawings are
they're fantastic.
They're pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Stephen Beschloss said, as disgusted as I am that a man like Trump continues to have such power, I'm more sickened by all the Republican enablers who continue to back him. It will take an overwhelming defeat in November to begin to put a stop to this cancerous malignancy. I was thinking that. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's like a cancer we have to cut out of our country. This just whatever timeline we're in, it's just a cancerous malignancy
it
on our democracy. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Where was I? Oh, yes, speaking of historians, give me some more 11, John Meacham.
Okay.
Yes,
and as you say, an attempt to basically run a coup d'etat 3.5 years ago, to overturn an election that was adjudicated again and again, often by judges appointed by Republicans. So in the broadest sense, what's on trial is fact, is truth. And then the second thing that's on trial, which is vital, is half the country has essentially decided that whatever Donald Trump does is fine.
Aye. By the way, Rachel Bitticoffer, who is fantastic and will join us in Portland with Portland Sexy Liberal along with Tom Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
She has jumped into the Hal Sparks and I poopy diaper, full diaper betting pool.
Okay.
She tweets, 8 hours of court daily should give us the final verdict on whether or not there is a diaper. I'm almost certain we will have that evidence very shortly. Oh, God. Okay, one more. John Meacham.
The question is going to be, as we head into this presidential election, is will a sufficient number of those people stand by Donald Trump come what may, including a felony conviction, including possibly convictions, certainly trials, about overturning an election that he just didn't like, right? That's on trial. So truth and democracy are on trial this year. And I have no pleasure in saying this. I'm not being hyperbolic. You know, this isn't like history nerd sweepstakes. You know, it's not that. This is the fact of the matter. And American democracy in many ways is being tested here.
Mm. You know, Will made it's a very good point on Twitter. He said Republicans will force John Fugelsang to carry Stephanie Miller's ear baby to term. And this is what we're fighting
true.
For. We are fighting for John Fugelsang's
ear baby
choice.
Yep.
To get rid of
baby. I did ear him into the middle of the next election cycle. Broke into his hotel room, busted into his SiriusXM mm-hmm. show.
He's going to give birth to an earwig.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Well, Republicans have given him no choice. Bonnie the Buxom Blonde from Minnesota. Hi, Bonnie.
Oh, hi, Stephanie. Hey, Jody. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
So I went to your Minneapolis show.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I was in my black sequin dress, Stephanie. Oh. You were drop dead gorgeous in your itty bitty mini.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was Jody Hamilton approved, that dress.
Lonnie Johnson approved.
Did you show your cooter in your mini?
Probably.
Oh, boy.
Did you see my cooter, Bonnie?
She's giggling.
Such brilliant fun with you and John Fugelson, Hal Sparks, legendary Frangela, Chris Sheckler, and putting a face to name with Dave. Absolutely fabulous.
Yeah. Aww,
thank you, honey.
Teachable moment, though. The audience was also a sea of sexy, an entire group of like-minded individuals.
Yes.
I truly regret not getting the meet and grope ticket. It was like a New York after party, groups of people hanging with the stars and groups of new friends branching off, chatting with each other, having great fun, having a blast. Well, I'm in the background waiting for an Uber. Learn from my...
Thank you for this unsolicited testimonial to the power of the VIP ticket. Thank you. The meet and grub ticket is a must-have.
Yeah.
All right, next
learn
time.
Learn from my mistake.
Bonnie, thanks so much for coming, and we love you. And we'll see you next time, okay?
Love you. Mwah. Bye.
Aw. Another love letter about the dress. This is from Mark in Musselvania. It was Jodi and Lonnie.
Approved.
Right.
We had numbers and everything.
Mark on Sexy Liberal. They had big cards.
Yeah.
Even the Russian judge was like,
yeah.
Came out of,
yeah. Thumbs up.
Mark on Sexy Liberal Minneapolis. Steph, we were at the show Saturday. What a great time. A world-class stand-up. And Stephanie, your dress was so short. I could look up it from the balcony.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. I thought Frangela was the hit of the evening. I hadn't fully appreciated their delivery before. So rapid fire. It's like when the wrestling tag team has you pinned against the turnbuckle and they're both wailing on you at the same time, only with tickles.
Huh?
Hmm? Alrighty then.
Steph, you know that dress? He's back to the dress. Oh. That micro mini number you were wearing, it kept rolling up on you. Rolled up so much I had to adjust my horizontal hold knob. And Hal Sparks can play the guitar. Did you know? Plays real good. Fugelsang sounding a lot like George Carlin. That leaves me only to remark on Stephanie Miller, stand-up comedian. Boy, was that dress short.
Was that short?
That mini roly uppy dress and so tight stuff. I only had the second best seat in the house, Mark.
Well, okay. It might not have looked like if you look at Stephanie straight on, but they were an audience that was below her.
Right.
So they can see up.
Below her? They barely know me. What? All right.
It was not that north of the knee.
But you wore stockings. Or
yes, I did.
She wears tights. Something. She wears things that cover things.
I don't. Do women wear hose?
Yes. Yeah.
You've seen my baby shoot less than Melania's.
I used to wear stockings, but garters and all of that. I'm old now.
Hello. Okay. 20. Malcolm Nance coming up. Carlos El Rocky, 21.
I've never had to unhook a garter.
That's you don't have surprising. To. That's the beauty of them.
If it's a jock strap, he can show you.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
That's often
that
like
one finger. Are you kidding me?
You can't do a bra on one finger? Because
no, I don't know how to unhook a bra.
Please talk about the thing now, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by NetSuite. Sweet, sweet. NetSuite. Okay, quick math, right? The less your business your business spends on operations on multiple systems on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, you name it, into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud.
Oh.
Ooh, so fluffy. Uh-huh. With no hardware required. Accessed from anywhere, you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you got one unified business management suite. You improve in efficiency. Sweet. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major businesses' processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head on over to NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller.
Stephanie Miller.
Get lots of sleep. Tomorrow, we will all be risking our lives for freedom.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes. Larry in Minneapolis. Hello, Larry. Welcome.
Oh, my God. You guys were great. Oh. Anyone in Philly, get your tickets.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Hurry.
Yeah. So, anyway, you pawed my chest in the lobby.
Oh.
And that made my night.
Thank you.
All right.
Remember my blue shirt? Shiny blue shirt?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I remember the shiny blue shirt.
Yes.
That was fabulous. Yes.
Yeah.
But royal blue.
That's me, Larry the Mailman in Minneapolis.
Oh, you
and
are.
And I wanted to say, the show left me euphoric.
Oh.
Angel Muffin. Just because you had a fabulous shiny, it was like a patent leather shirt.
I know.
It was fantastic. He just dropped an S-bomb.
He did.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Let's go to Katie in Hudson, Massachusetts, who is not going to work blue. Hi, Katie.
Hi. No, I will not drop any bombs.
Okay.
You know, I was just curious. Well, there's two things. When I, why did they not ask if the 2020 election was legitimate? Or do you think it was legitimate? Because to me, that's the litmus test.
Yeah.
Election denying, it's like you're in a different camp. You do not belong on a jury.
Yeah.
And also, I'd love to ask Malcolm Nance if we could do like a GoFundMe page and buy some of those Iron Dome batteries for Ukraine. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, batteries. Wow. Okay. They just have to change the batteries. That's all it is.
No, batteries of like.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Iron
right.
domes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
The battery of missiles.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Katie. All right. Sorry, honey. Heartbreak. Malcolm Nance is coming up. Yeah. We'll ask him about that. I'm gonna guess they're a little pricey. The Iron Domes, but
I would imagine.
I don't think you can get those on Amazon, can you?
No.
Yeah. All right. We shall.
You can get everything on Amazon, can't you?
I think so. That we'll ask Malcolm Nance and much more about everything in the world next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden says he wants to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The president planning to make the announcement today before the United Steelworkers in Pennsylvania. A Boeing whistleblower is due on Capitol Hill this morning. He's expected to make serious safety allegations about two of Boeing's planes, the 787 Dreamliner and the Boeing 777. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson fighting a move to take the gavel away from him as he proposes splitting the foreign aid package into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's at the Capitol.
Johnson says he still wants to have votes on these bills by the end of the week, but no one here on Capitol Hill has seen any of the details of this legislation, and he could soon be faced with this very stark reality that he may need the support of Democrats to not only save his job, but to push that foreign aid across the finish line.
Democrats in Arizona trying again today to repeal the 1864 law there that bans abortion in every case except save the life of the mother. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Four people with disabilities are suing for easier voting in Wisconsin. The group wants the Wisconsin Elections Commission to let them vote electronically. Wisconsin doesn't allow it, but 13 other states do. Electronic absentee voting for Wisconsin residents is only for military or overseas voters. Governor Evers says people dealing with PFAS in their water for years are tired of politics. Evers scolded Republicans yesterday for not coming to a special meeting of the Joint Finance Committee to approve $125 million for PFAS cleanup.
More people are going to suffer in the state of Wisconsin, and that is... that's a huge mistake on their part. Huge mistake.
Republicans say Evers should have signed the PFAS bill they sent him this spring instead of vetoing it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hey, folks, how you doing? It's me, Charlie Behrens, and I want to let you know that I'm coming to the Wisconsin State Fair main stage presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We got tickets on sale over at WIStateFair.com, and I'm bringing free brandy for everyone. Unless for some reason I can't, then, you know, sorry in advance. Anyways, I will see you at the Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular on August 8th. Real good. Bye-bye now.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm going to put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Like father, like sons. James McCartney and Sean Ono Lennon are making music together. The sons of the famous Beatles collaborated on a song called Primrose Hill. The guys both have solo careers that have seen modest success. Paul McCartney recently shared the new song on his social media. Both men come from homes with famous fathers and loving but tone-deaf mothers. Pamela Anderson will join Liam Neeson in the reboot of Paramount's Naked Gun. Anderson might seem like a strange addition to this satirical comedy, but she has chops. She poked fun at herself in the 2017 Baywatch film and was also in Scary Movie 3. And Liam Neeson, of course, always has a wisecrack just before blowing a bad guy who threatened his family's brains out. The untitled project from Paramount is expected to be completed in time for a June 18th, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thunder showers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Is life fair?
Is life fair?
For so many decades, so many years, Republicans always, you know, emphasize that life isn't fair. All of a sudden now, Scott Walker tweeted, how fair is it to ask people to pay federal taxes, to pay off student loan debt?
Okay.
It's not fair.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming to Minneapolis. I cried from happiness seeing you. Aww. The only way it could have been better is if Malcolm Nance attended. Love, love, love. I love the work you do. It feels good to have a community of like-minded people. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Aww, that was nice.
Let's see if Malcolm Nance might be available for, what, Nivy New York? Sexy liberal? Maybe. Who can say?
Maybe.
Who can say? He's like a ninja. He moves around. You don't know where he is.
Right.
Concluding right now, we don't know where he is.
Right, we don't know where he is.
After that big wind-up on the Middle East. Okay, but we should...
Oh, well.
We shall wait for him to magically appear. Okay. John Fugel's saying, I'm just telling you, God made him for this moment in time. Nobody speaks Bible like John. Nobody. Yeah. We had such great conversations in Minneapolis about that. Because I, for the life of me, I may never understand these people. So this is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, the guy that banged the piece on trial for banging the porn star where his wife was pregnant. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The affair was with the other woman while his wife was pregnant, and then right after she gave birth, he was banging the porn star that he had to pay off. Falsified business records. Oh, to steal the election. Okay, anyway.
It's an Irishman, by the
Selling Bibles. Pardon me?
It's an Irishman interviewing these people.
Okay, here we go.
Your T-shirt says Jesus Christ 24.
Yes.
Is he on the ballot?
He's not on the ballot, but Trump is so doggone close.
Do you believe America is a Christian country?
We were founded on Christianity.
No, we weren't.
I still believe it's a Christian country.
No, it never has been.
No. And she said, I'm sorry, to quote, Jesus is not on the ballot, but Donald Trump is so doggone close. Mm-hmm. Pretty darn close.
Yep.
Always exactly. Isn't it, Chris, when you think, what would Jesus do? Yeah.
Well,
you know what I think is Donald Trump would do the exact opposite of whatever that is.
Yes.
But okay.
And most GOPers.
So darn close.
Oh, yeah.
Golly. Okay, then. All right.
Do you think, is America a Christian country?
I believe that growing up I did.
Yeah.
Growing up
founded as a Christian country?
Yes, it was founded as a Christian country. No.
But obviously in the Constitution there is that separation of church and state.
Yes, but then there's also always... When I went to public school, we were allowed to pray.
When you say Christianity is under attack in America, you're talking about in the schools, the teaching of...
Not so much in the schools, but I just can't come up with anything right now.
I do have... to say, though, the word separation of church and state is not in the Constitution.
It's not. It's in the federal papers.
It's in the federal
papers. You know what I took from that, Chris? Two words, herp and derp. Just education is a problem. Perhaps. Okay. So one more. Mm-hmm.
I think more that Christians are going to be discriminated against under Biden or second term.
What do you mean by that?
By making yesterday, which was the... worldwide Christian celebration of the resurrection, Transgender Day. That was quite a slap in the face.
Yeah.
I will just say that the date, they've had the Trans Awareness Day on the same date the past few years. It just happened that this year it fell on, Easter Sunday.
Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that.
So do you understand it better now?
Okay. Yep, I do. God loves transgenders and he wants them to come to him too.
Well, see, that was nice. That
right? ended magically.
A twist ending.
I thought so. I thought that was very nice. She was like, thank you for correcting me. And then God loves transgenders and wants him to be with them. So, you know, good for her.
Wow.
Good for her.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call that a win. It took us a while. That was, an ugly win, but we got it.
I love Donny O'Sullivan.
He's amazing.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Okay. And this is Tom Nichols posted this. This is a... Okay.
Oh, this is funny.
Oh, is there...
It's the same guy, but he does two voices.
Okay.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm about to post a tweet. I think I figured out how to solve a major world crisis in 280 characters. Do you know anything about that subject? Well, no, but I've watched like half a YouTube video on it, so I'm pretty well versed. Hey, it's not letting me post.
I wish we did have a breathalyzer like that, right? Before you, okay.
Hey, so it's not going to let you post until you blow into that. What the hell is that? I installed it. It's like a breathalyzer, except instead of alcohol, it tests to see if you've read any books about that subject before you post on social media about it. It's saying I don't know shit.
Wouldn't that be great?
Fantastic. You know, we're having a former GOP Congressman Joe Walsh coming up. At least I appreciate that he says tequila tweet when he tweets like this is a tequila Friday night tequila tweet.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's good. That's just honesty. Just I am impaired. Yeah. I just want you to know. Yeah, it is that like suddenly a nation of epidemiologists magically turned into Middle East experts. Yeah. It is amazing. Okay, Steve Bannon tweets, if Trump really wants to know why this trial involving alleged crimes from 2016 and 2017 didn't start sooner, he shouldn't blame Democratic officials. He should blame Bill Barr.
Yeah.
I ask once again, why is Bill Barr not out in prison?
In the jail?
And why are they asking him what he thinks of stuff? When it's just, oh my God, this whole history of how we got here is just astounding. Okay. Oh, and this just is a happy one. Black Cat tweets, on March 27th, True Social stock was trading at $66. Today, it's at $22. Oh, I think we need that joke bomb. We need something worse than a sad trumpet for DJ DT. I don't ever want to hear another word about how this con man is a business genius. Thank you. Can we never hear another? How many? Is there a number of businesses that need to fail before we
bail
stop calling him a businessman?
He's good at licensing his name.
He's very good at that.
Our little tiny baby stem cell, Victor Shi, tweets, Dark Brandon rises again. If Trump's stock is in his Truth Social company drops any lower, he might do better under my tax plan than his. Yeah. Dark Brandon with the mic drop.
He was in Scranton yesterday.
Yep. Pardon me?
He was in Scranton yesterday.
Scranton? Okay. It's a fun name to say. Okay. All right. We were talking about 18, please. Speaker God Warrior. Speaking of God Warriors, he says he is not. I'm telling you, I'm not going.
He's not.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country. It does not help the House Republicans advance our agenda.
Yeah. What agenda?
What
are you advancing?
Yeah. Has he read this? Push to oust Mike Johnson as Speaker strengthens as Marjorie Taylor Greene gets a co-sponsor. Has he read that?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Thomas Massey, Republican of Kentucky.
He's sitting in the sidecar.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. In his jaunty, leather cap and goggles.
And scarf.
Right. Jaunty scarf. Pardon me.
Yes.
It's not the leather hat that's jaunty. It's the scarf.
Uh-huh.
He's wearing the same thing as Snoopy in the Red Baron.
Only not nearly as cute as Snoopy.
No. He announced he will co-sponsor Green's resolution, which has not been filed yet, but Green is currently holding over Johnson's head as a threat. Massey said, I just told Mike Johnson in conference that I'm co-sponsoring a motion to vacate that was introduced by Marjorie Taylor Greene. He should pre-announce his resignation as Boner did so we can pick a new speaker without ever being without a GOP speaker. To which Johnson said, I am telling you
I'm not going.
I am not going.
And you,
you're
going to love me.
Exactly.
No. I'm just quoting it.
Just tolerate him.
Okay.
At best.
And you're going to tolerate me?
You're going to barely
acknowledge me.
Tolerate me. That doesn't scan.
No, not at all.
Jennifer
Holliday's
well.
Like, no,
it doesn't sing well.
Okay. All right. Representative Mike Lawler, Republican of New York. Anyone that starts to sound vaguely reasonable,
it's weird,
you're just
right?
You're kind of like, are they not in the Republican Party anymore? Are they leaving?
I thought he was
soon?
A Democrat when I first heard it. I'm like, what?
Right.
Well, yeah. Thanks for having me, Mika. As I've said repeatedly since I took office, we must lead. As leader of the free world, the United States has an obligation to support our allies between Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The United States must get the aid and support necessary. I think it's been a long time coming, absolutely. But I'm glad the speaker has made the decision to put this on the floor.
I know, weird, right?
Wow. Okay.
While it will be four separate bills, my perspective is I'm less concerned about the process and the procedure and more concerned about the end result. We need to get aid to our allies. Russia, China, and Iran are not our friends.
What?
They're not our allies. They have engaged in unholy alliance to undermine and destabilize the United States, Israel, and the free world. And we must combat this malign effort.
Wow. How long until before he gets kicked out of the Republican Party?
I know. When I heard that, I was like, wait, he's a Republican?
Did he lose his Putin talking points? What
happened? He must have.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is already preparing papers against him.
I'm sure she is.
Gracious. All right. Sue in Rockville. Hello, Sue.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And good morning. I'm not a constitutional scholar, and yes, the term separation of church and state does appear only in the Federalist Papers, but to clarify, the First Amendment of the Constitution provides that Congress make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting its free exercise, because the Founding Fathers were deists.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in God, but they fundamentally believed everyone had a right to worship their own version of God.
Right.
And so we conflate the two, but they actually mean exactly the same thing.
Well, the Constitution doesn't prevent a variety of chaplains of different faiths to lead a prayer on the House floor.
Yeah.
That's why they have them.
Exactly. And so, you know, separation of church and state in that respect doesn't exist.
True. Yeah.
They were being respectful of people's faith and allowing people freedom of expression has nothing to do with taking your specific religious doctrine and trying to insert it into a secular government, which I will remind everyone is the number one problem in Israel. Because they form coalitions, the Haredis had to, you know, Bibi had to make his, every group in Israel has had to make a devil's bargain with the ultra-right wing in order to have some kind of power to pass some kind of laws in their Knesset. And because once you give the religious right and you give the extreme power, they're very loath to give it up, as we're seeing over there, and what we're fighting so desperately here.
And by the way, you know who needs to buy a vowel? The Knesset.
They have a couple of E's, don't they?
I don't know. Have we talked yet about, what does Charlie Pierce call them, bobble-throated slap Tom Cotton, basically?
Oh, God, that one.
Calling for the torture of pro-Palestinian protesters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they should be thrown off bridges.
Into the river, and then also have their hands glued to something so they have to rip their own skin off. Yeah, are they all just
awful?
Violence-inciting ghouls on the right? Or
Carrie Lake yesterday was telling a crowd of her supporters that they should strap on Glocks and go to the polling place.
Okay. So it's not just Donald Trump, as we say. They're all violence-inciting ghouls and racists. Okay. 48 minutes. All right, we're still trying to locate Malcolm Nance. 48 minutes have to
be up. By this time.
Listen, neither one of you gave me the producer stretch thing, but I filled that.
You did.
You did really well.
With no notice. Nothing. I got no prep. Nothing prep. Just
nothing, honey.
Pop that right out of my ass.
Yep.
Okay. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by... Fresh. This portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of fantastic poop, oh my God. Dr. Marty, they get firm, fantastic poops. That's how you can tell your dog is eating healthy and is healthy and happy. Also, the morning zoomies. That's how I can tell they zoom around the house after their Dr. Marty's. It is Nature's Blend, like many other brands. Unlike many other brands, it is veterinarian formulated, right? Some dog food companies, they make like candy bars and others. What do they know? How about your children, your dog children? Dr. Marty has used his own practice to use superfoods. I mean, Oprah and Martha Stewart brought their dogs to Dr. Marty. Forbes calls him the miracle worker. Why? His food is real food. Yep. Salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, kale, on and on. Read the whole bag of ingredients. I do. I'm kind of a nerd. I'm a dog food nerd. I'm like, oh, my God. She got beef liver and kale. There's no squeezing wet food out of a bag that you got to keep in the freezer. No, this is pantry safe, raw, freeze-dried, dry to the touch. You have all the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs absolutely love that freeze-dried flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend and a free pack of Tilly's Treasures. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Keep it together. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Debt. You go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it, right? Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans makes it nearly impossible to pay off all your debt. And insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators knows how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with Debt, they're the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. Time to finally get some sleep. Time to rest easy. Here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. One more time. DoneWithDebt.com. Do it now. DoneWithDebt.com. Well, you know being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code Miller at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom's going to love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep. Temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather outside. That is my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice. But this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality that she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember, use that promo code Miller. You save 35% at CozyEarth.com and look like a hero to your mom. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, use the promo code Miller.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
And be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos coming up. We're still trying to make sure Malcolm Nance is all right.
That's the concern at this point.
Sometimes there's last-minute secret missions. We don't know. Yeah. Okay. Love letters in the meantime. Shirley, Steph and team, oh joy. I'm working from home the next few weeks, blessed with the extra cash not being spent on fuel to commute back and forth. I was able to purchase tickets for the North Carolina Durham show 21st Yay! Of September. Also hoping to travel to L.A. for the show, but waiting until the Rams schedule is published so I can coordinate my visit with a trip to SoFi. Sorry, Jody.
Don't worry, my niece works there.
Okay, fine.
Go Rams.
This will be my third show. Should have been my fourth. Thanks, Donald. Oh, COVID year got canceled. I'll be in the pit, second row. Yeehaw, yours in service, Shirley. P.S. Much love to Chris. I have a small piece of Wedgwood I would like you to have. I know you appreciate the art of pottery. She'll be waking up with Wedgwood for you and bringing that to... Catherine.
Pottery?
I don't know.
Okay. Sure.
True. Catherine in Baltimore. Dear Steph, maybe on your vacation you'll reenact that scene from Ghost. Maybe you'll make some pottery with your friend.
I don't think so. Okay. We're going to be too busy for that.
You'll be roller coaster.
Making other kinds of pottery. Catherine says, dear Steph, I can't take much more of him. I love that we just know who he means.
Yeah,
I'm so grateful for Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. See you in D.C. Oh, my God, D.C., January. Holy moly.
You know, if you're that close to D.C., head on up to Philly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, D.C. is a long way away.
Yeah. New York's coming up.
January. That's right. They're all the shows change
right there.
Because the news changes every 40 seconds. It's always a different show.
Philly's like 2 hours away from D.C., is it?
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Yes. Julie in Seattle, hope she'll be at the Seattle show, one assumes. She says, hi, Steph, congrats on your triumphant boberting of Greater Minneapolis, leaving bodily fluids all over the landmarks and everyone who attended Sexy Liberal. Yeah. Pretty much did.
Don't bring a black light into that theater.
No.
You do not want to see.
No, or any of the landmarks. Don't black light Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yes, Trump did look terrible on his first of many trials, but you know who else looks that way lately? Melania. The New York Times published a typically bending over backwards story about how she's not attending the trial, but is super mad that it's going on. Look at the accompanying photo. Is she sharing the same bronzer Trump buys from a mortuary supply company, or does whatever is whatever he has contagious? Ew.
Gross.
By the way, of all of my pictures and videos from Minneapolis, Randy tweets, Stephanie Miller, you are the funniest, cutest person alive at this very moment in eternal time.
That's sweet.
Thank you, Randy. Could possibly be true. Okay. One last one. Tuck Frump tweets. I said that slowly.
Yes.
I said it slowly.
You have to say that slowly.
Yes, Stephanie is a goddess. Yes, she is single-handedly saving the entire planet as we know it. Let's let Happy Clappy Mama enjoy today for what it is. Today's the most glorious first day of what's left of the rest of his miserable life. Again, I love that we all know who he's talking about. And one last one, Celia, can hardly wait. This will be my sixth show, 4 in California, 1 in D.C. I'll also be in D.C. in January, sitting down in the splash zone for both, bringing 3 newbies to Philly. I will be wearing the Sexy Liberal Tour San Francisco shirt. Come say hi. Of course I will. Celia, we can't wait to see you. Philly, you are up next. Hurry. April 27th at the Fillmore. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Glenn Kirshner, Lindy Lee, JoJo from Jurors.
Yeah.
That show is going to be, what's
powerhouse.
The word? Lit, yes. As the kids say.
They don't say that. They haven't said that charts. In about 10 years.
All off that in a bag of chips.
Off the chain.
It's going to be all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah. Okay, Carlos was rocking it.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.